Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me, as always...
In honour of your little international trip, Tommy, I will give you a hearty good day, mate, and welcome to Filthy Casuals. My name's Ben Vanel. Sitting opposite me in this room...
Bonjour, it's me, Adam Knox. Oh, I can see it all in front of me. The Arc of Triumph, the... Oh, get an eyeful of that tower. The Ratatouille is here. What else happens in France in
So, of course,
culture?
listeners will know that I am recording this episode from our regular home base of Paris, France.
Yes.
Whereas Ben and Adam are currently on vacation down under in Australia.
Yes. I'm refusing to let French culture die, so I'm saying bonjour a lot down here.
I've already assimilated. G'day, mates. I'm Australian.
je suis crocodile hunter.
What's your favourite thing about those dinky-die Aussies, boys?
Oh, their laissez-faire attitude to rules and regulations.
As the increasingly politically right-leaning France, I like their racism down here. I'm into it.
I like their Grand Prix. I like their croissants and all the other Australian things.
The best Australian thing is the Arc of Triumph.
Yes.
Is that what triumph stands for? It's probably not.
I think it is.
Means in English.
I think it is.
I'm going to look it up.
I went and saw it yesterday, and believe it or not, I wasn't rushing to grab a local and go, "Fucking, what's this thing's name mean, mate?"
Arc de Triomphe, the insult comic dog. Arc de Triomphe.
Good.
What does that mean? That's a great building for me to poop on.
I went last night to try and see...
Google Maps, by the way. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Tommy. Google Maps, as I'm Googling the Arc de Triomphe, it's currently closed, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a shame.
The Arc de Triomphe has shut its big round hole thing.
You can't go through. You can't go under the
thing. You'll have to go around, as always.
Mm. Wait, has the Arc de Triomphe been cancelled?
Yeah, it's been around for a while. Things were different in the 1770s.
It's early tweets, yeah. I went to try and see Detective Pikachu last night for an upcoming episode, and just an embarrassing moment of walking into a French cinema and going up to the counter and saying to the guy, "Mate, is this one in English?"
Yeah. Have you been to see a movie in a non-English speaking country before?
It's a great question. I don't think so. No.
I have done it, I think, twice in Hong Kong and in Japan.
Yeah.
And I just hoped. And if it wasn't English, I was going to just have a little nap, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be kind of cool to try and figure out what's happening. You could pretend it was like a really arty version of Detective Pikachu where they're like, Pokemon, actually, if they came into the real world, they'd all be French.
Yeah, sure.
There's that little accent over the E. They might be French.
Oh, fuck, that's true. You could just put earplugs in and pretend it's a silent movie and see if you can pick it up from just watching.
You could. But wait, so have seen the movie, Tommy?
No, I was going to because I got here yesterday and I'm a bit sick and it's out here already and I thought, oh, well, this is perfect. I can see it and, like, you know, just not do anything too – just seeing a movie is perfect.
Right.
But the session was full that I tried to get into.
Oh.
And it was – it is in English. Like, I think all the sessions here are in English with French subtitles.
Right.
Which I would much prefer it to go the other way. I would way prefer seeing it with seeing who – is doing the Ryan Reynolds role in French.
Probably Ryan Reynolds still, Like the way that his sort of career direction has gone is that every sort of dumb, silly thing that he can do to market a film,
right,
he will do.
Yeah.
So learning French and being Pikachu in French.
Yeah.
It's not crazy.
Great. It's great that he's on the talk show circuit for it, you know, like promoting it on Fallon and whatever.
Mm.
When it's like, he probably did like a day's work on it. Right, like realistically, he probably has very little idea what even actually happens in the film.
Maybe. I don't know. Did he... he's got sort of the proportions of a mouse. Maybe he did the motion capture as well.
He did the mocap. I don't...
Right.
I don't think so.
They make him dress up for the talk show appearances. They make him cosplay.
If I was Pikachu and doing like the press junket for Pikachu, I'd walk onto every talk show pretending to be using Pokemon Go and pretending to be looking at my phone and going out and be like, oh, you're all here. And I'd do it 8 different times on all the different ones.
Okay. And I don't think you would get booked on the third one after the first two.
They've already pre-booked you though, because it's with a big studio. They don't have a choice.
No, they can bump you. Nah. Letterman bumped lots of people.
They ain't bumping. Letterman's not around anymore. All the other ones are...
He actually bumped a few too many people and got in a bit of trouble for that.
That's true. Him and the Arc de Triomphe, which actually wasn't around in the 17th century. So I looked at it. It was commissioned in 1806.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty recent to be a fucking big national monument.
Mm. Yeah. Like the Sydney Opera House, that was built in, you know, but BC.
I agree that the Sydney Opera House is dumb.
Mm.
I think it's just the only thing that looks weird there, and the bridge.
Yeah.
The weirdest looking thing always gets a big look in.
Well, the Sydney Opera House was based on that Ken Doan painting that he did. He just did this painting and then they were like, that's actually, that would be, imagine if that was real, that'd be sick.
Yeah, he just freestyled something from his imagination. Yeah.
Right, for a minute I thought you meant
Knox was completely baffled by that. I was enjoying his facial expression.
Well, because I was thinking about
pure confusion.
I was thinking about Ken Bone, the guy who was on those presidential debates.
Yes.
In his red shirt or whatever with the big mustache.
He also turned out to be, I think, cancelled as well.
Really?
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
They found his old, some old profile where he was hitting up a lot of porn stars or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay. As long as you're hitting up with like, hey, love your work, that's fine.
Uh-oh.
That is fine.
It is. It sounds like you're pre-defending something.
No, I just mean I'm assuming that Ken Bone was a little different to that tune. But yes. I don't know anything about Ken Bone or even that he wasn't a painter named Ken, what did you call
it?
Dome. Ken Dome, the Ken Dome.
Ken Doan.
Ken Doan.
Living in the Ken Dome.
Oh, God.
I do know who Ken Doan is. He drew that tea towel.
Yes.
So, Tommy, France, what do you reckon?
Pretty good. I'm gonna say it.
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right.
I've fallen in love 18 times already, so that's cool.
Cool.
Yeah, no, it really is the city of love.
Are you one of those people who fell in love with the Eiffel Tower?
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. We're together now. Is that what you're asking?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that woman fucking it?
Yeah, the objectum sexual or whatever that she's called.
Fuck, I might go down there today and just see how many people there are just getting their rocks off at the base of it.
Do you reckon how many people do you reckon have actually come on the Eiffel Tower? Like not.
Oh, great question.
Not like fucked on it and not come directly on the tower.
Yeah, yeah.
How many people have come directly on the tower? Do not pass go.
Yeah, that's.
Do not collect $200.
Interesting. But also, how many people, like even just like, yeah, in the dunnies at the top of it, have just done a route in the Eiffel Tower? I mean, that's.
So many.
That's the ultimate badge of honor, I reckon.
Yeah. In the city of love, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of monuments that you could fuck in or on, I reckon that's got to be number one.
There is no hornier place in France than the building that that guy who thought he'd invented a wingsuit jumped off of and died.
Where I imagine fucking on the top of the pyramid, one of the pyramids. That would be perfect, I reckon.
Yeah, right. That'd be pretty cool. Apparently, there's a KFC really visible. I've not been to the pyramids.
I've seen a lot of photos from that KFC, and you can see like in the sort of sands between the KFC and the pyramids, like a bunch of fucking zinger wrappers and stuff. Yeah. It looks disgusting.
So if I could see a KFC from where I'm doing it, I'd be able to finish
faster, certainly. Yeah.
What if
so
you
just
were
logistics wise? Mm. How do you think you're doing this on top of the pyramids?
Reverse cowgirl, and then she's using you like a sled and going down.
So you
the
start
side
at the top.
I was going to say, are you using the point of the pyramid? Mm. Is that kind of you've got that kind of wedged in your butt? So that's kind of keeping you.
Oh, like a threesome with the pyramid.
There. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You're getting the ultimate pegging.
Yeah.
Fuck, is it legal for me to be talking like this in this country about rooting in the Eiffel Tower?
Mm, I think they encourage it.
Yeah, if we were in Egypt, right. It might be a little more dangerous to say I want the Sphinx to eat me out. But
yes.
Because he doesn't even have a nose. He can get right in there.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't have a nose anymore. Too much eating.
It's the equivalent of getting your rib removed so you can suck your own dick. Getting your nose removed so you can growl out better.
Yeah, cool.
But so I was in London last week, and I went to there was a little pop-up shop for the Detective Pikachu movie,
mm-hmm.
Which I went into. I read the press release for it, and it promised all sorts of movie-themed treats and delights.
Because if you're doing a Pokemon-themed little exhibit or exhibition or, you know, pop-up shop, you've got so much to work with.
Mm.
You can do a million different things if you've got the Pokemon license.
Totally.
You can let your imagination run wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I went down there full of beans,
mm-hmm.
you know, ready to have a great afternoon.
Well, that's all they serve for food in London. It's beans. It's beans everywhere.
Got there and the day that I went down there, it wasn't open to the public. It was a media only launch. I
forgot this aspect.
But I managed to talk my way in by saying that I was a very prominent figure in the Australian media who co-hosts a very successful podcast. And
you said you were Hamish.
Really, really managed to pull the wool over the eyes of that UK Warner Brothers representative who had to make about half an hour's worth of phone calls to see if I would be able to be allowed in.
Really?
Wow, I didn't know that aspect of it either.
Yeah, he had to go and check with a bunch of different supervisors. And I think by the end of it, it was just the fact that I hadn't given up and left. Like, the fact that I hadn't taken the hint, they were just like, all right, come in.
That's great.
Right, I thought it was that, but just, like, over about a minute and a half.
Yeah, of him being
it took ages.
Okay, I guess I don't know how to check if this is true. Come in.
Because
it took ages.
Do any of us have a little verified tick? That's apparently how people get into stuff. They get their phone out.
Oh, wow.
At like restaurants and shit. I think this is gross.
Yeah.
Some people who have that, they'll show their verified tick and then they'll be like, ah, fuck. And like give them a free meal and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, really? No, I don't have it. I've tried to get it a few times, but
I'd love to get it
because there was someone doing I don't want to say that story because that'll encourage people to do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tell
yeah,
us all
right. Copycat blue tickers. We don't want that.
Yeah, yeah. But I've never managed to get it. But, yeah, it was funny then seeing the clipboard of, like, the list of all the other people that were coming in. And it's just, like, just Instagram influencers and stuff. Yeah. People from, like, YouTube channels and shit that you've never heard of. So it's yeah, cool. I'm not in there rubbing shoulders with fucking, you know, Graham Norton and stuff. Like, yes, of course I should be let in.
I mean, the saying, you know the saying, you're not in traffic, you are the traffic. If you're talking about nutty Instagram influencers and people who host podcasts and YouTube channels you've never heard of, Tommy, I'm sorry to let you know this, but you are the traffic.
Yeah.
No, but that's my point. It's like, yeah, why shouldn't I? I want to be the traffic. I'm fine with being the traffic.
It's a freeway.
But I was on the side of the freeway looking at all the other traffic going, well, I'm basically a car. Why aren't I in there with them?
So how was it?
It was fine. I was glad that it actually did end up playing out that way because if I had gone and like lined up for a while to get in, I would have found it a bit disappointing.
Right. Because
you read the press release and it's like there was a whole bit that said, oh, on the ground floor, we've made it like a replica of the city from the film. And it just absolutely was not that at all. Mm. It was just a barren basement with a sign on the wall. Like, just a lot of photo ops and a little karaoke booth where you could do karaoke with a little Jigglypuff on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
They had for some reason, a nail salon set up there, which I think was, I don't know, themed around a character. I don't know what the link. I couldn't work out what the link was, but there were people getting their nails painted.
Can't think of any particularly naily Pokemon right now. I can think of some I'd like to nail.
Which one?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Nice.
Great.
We're not ready to move on yet.
They were doing, the next day when it was open to public, they were doing, they were going to do mime lessons.
Oh, like nice.
A guy pretending to be Mr. Mime doing mime lessons, which that would have been pretty great to go down and see that. But no, it was pretty fun. Everyone there was, seemed very confused by what I was doing in there, given that I was dressed essentially in a tracksuit.
oh, yeah.
Wait, what's everyone else fucking wearing to the Pikachu exhibition?
Yeah, it's got to be weirder than
tracksuits.
They were
dressed up a little bit. Dressed up like nice enough for photo ops and stuff. That's really all it was. It was just a room full of all these different backdrops that you could get photos with, which I did definitely partake in. Oh, I've never got a little bubble tea with Pikachu on the bottle.
That's pretty cool. I've never been in a room with like more than, I want it, maybe two Instagram people. And when there were two, I remember that and I was like, there are two people who are like Instagram people here.
Where was that? Can you say?
No, I can't. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
But we were committing a murder.
Sure.
But I imagine being in a room with around 20 Instagram people, or 10 or more, you would feel really out of place anyway.
Well, if there's 10, there's another 10 people there taking their photos.
Right,
which
exactly.
Would be fucking uncomfortable. Yeah. That'd be so weird.
I don't like being around attractive people, especially ones who are like deliberately trying to look attractive and know that they're attractive. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, you're very standoffish to me right now, so I get...
I'm comfortable as hell right here. I am letting loose. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I'd like to go to the Victoria's Secret show.
Right.
Or Fashion
like
Week.
Like, those people were all, getting photos with each other and networking and stuff. And then I'm there just filling up my bag with the three bottles of water that they had on the counter.
Yeah. Hey, any of you cunts seen a Diglett? What's going on? Let me get a Pika Pika.
Pika Pika.
That's a Pika, a dodgy Pikachu.
I heard today on the radio someone mispronouncing Pikachu over and over.
How? Pikachu?
Part of an ad, yeah. Pikachu. Go and see Detective Pikachu.
Used to hear a lot of Pikachu back in the day.
Yeah, a lot of mums. Mm. A lot of just normal people now.
Yep.
And apparently the movie's good.
Cool. Well, it's out today. It is out in this country too, but none of us sort of bothered to get press passes to go see it.
No, that's true. I also haven't had time, but I'm going to see it this weekend probably.
Yeah, I reckon I'll go see it at some point. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk about it on the next step, right?
Like, yeah, totally.
We'll see it in the week. Because we were talking about should we rush to go and try and see it before we record this app and put it out, and then we figured... Not much point, given that it will have been out for like a few hours.
Well, and
give you guys a chance to.
We've also we're recording this a couple of hours before it goes up, and haven't had the time to go and see it.
Yeah,
so there's no way we could have. But yeah, next week we'll probably do like a full spoilery kind of talk about it. So
yeah, I reckon
if you're into that, then if you don't want to hear us do that or you mind that, maybe try and go see it in the next week. Which I'm assuming you will anyway, if you will mind about a spoilery podcast about it.
And if you're listening to a video games podcast. You're probably seeing it tonight.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Get out there. Go and support the detective. One for the one. That's what we got to see. I still remember that fucking... Do you remember Justice League? How they were trying to get people to go see it six times so it wouldn't tank at the box office?
Oh, God.
They called it six for the six. So you got to see it once for Superman, once for Cyborg, once for Wonder Woman, once for Batman, once for
Flash,
Aquaman, and once for The Flash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Speaking of video game movies, some of you may have heard this already, but we, on our bonus Patreon episode for last week, we did a blow-by-blow of the Sonic the Hedgehog movie trailer that came out. So, yeah, just a reminder, if you enjoy the show and you want to support it, you can chip in on Patreon and get a bonus episode of this every week where we tend to talk more about movies and other pop culture stuff, but that trailer... had dropped after we recorded the last main episode of this and we wanted to get a reaction up as quickly as we could. So we figured the Patreon was the best place for it. But yeah, if you chip in, you can listen to that right now.
It's a 40-minute long talk about
exactly.
A 2.5-minute long trailer.
It's 15 times as long as the trailer. It's beautiful stuff.
And yeah, they've announced that they're going to redo the design of Sonic based on the negative response to the trailer.
Weirdest thing about that. So yeah, the trailer, I think our general impressions is that I think we were all a bit more positive than maybe everyone else.
I certainly am looking forward to seeing the movie.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be a fun watch. I don't think it'll be genuinely great in the way that apparently Pikachu is, but man, I'm excited to see it.
Looks like a solid 6 out of 10, one of those type of movies. It looks all right.
Yeah, have a few beers, go see it with friends. I reckon it'll be a fun evening.
And the design of Sonic didn't bother me that much. It looked like a movie version where it's like, they kind of tried to change him and make him look like he fit in the real world. Mm. I can see why they thought that would be the good decision to make him look a little bit more human.
Yeah.
Not to spoil it for anyone who hasn't listened yet, but that was my biggest takeaway from that episode is that you're into it.
Yeah.
You're genuinely – I'm looking forward to it purely because of this podcast. I think it'll make for a great episode. It'll be a fun time to watch it and shit on it with friends. You're genuinely excited about this movie.
My only problem is that the joke seemed that sort of lame kind of joke that that type of movie has, or it's just like a bit of the, we were saying the Austin Powers like zip it, that's what Jim Carrey's doing. It seems fun. I don't know. I don't get why everyone is quite so mad about it. Like Sonic does have teeth and it looks a bit weird.
Yeah. I think that that's a really good point, Tommy. Without this podcast, I don't think I would be even thinking about this movie. Like I can't imagine not having like the Facebook group and the podcast to talk about it. Like me just going like, all right, I'm going to see Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm going to get some popcorn and sit down and just take this movie in and not tweet about it. Or like, you know, it looks just too shitty for that.
Sure.
Whereas I did watch the movies that it reminded me of, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies. Yeah. I watched those just for fun.
This looks like a real Netflix.
Yeah.
Hey, why not? I got a couple of hours here.
Yeah.
And it looks fun. And I hated the design of Sonic when it was all the silhouettes and like the kind of teasery bits of it. But seeing him in motion, I don't know, didn't bother me that much.
Mm.
The guy, I like the guy.
What guy? Sonic?
I bonded with him. Sonic, that guy.
Okay.
He seems like a good guy to me.
All right.
It is funny the extent to which, just because of doing this pod, this movie has kind of taken over our lives.
Yes.
Like, I did my solo show in London on Monday night, and thank you to everyone of The Filth who came out to see that. But then, just after the show, spending hours talking about the Sonic movie trailer. Like, after the day before that, recording 40 minutes talking about the trailer with you two. And then in the Facebook group, Ben, you had to post a thing going, I think we're all right for Sonic memes for the moment. Like, it's just a fucking barrage of us being sent stuff about Sonic and talking to people about Sonic in the real world.
To be fair, I agree with both of you that, like, had this podcast not existed, I wouldn't have the energy or the inspiration from this trailer to talk about it in either way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing. It just seems like nothingy. But the fact that, so yeah, like you said, Tommy, the director tweeted, like, hey, don't worry, we've heard the feedback. We're going to fix the way Sonic looks.
Mm.
Got to work fast. He did as a hashtag or something like that, which is like, oh, okay, so you're going to make him stay back on the weekends and shit. Cool.
Yeah. I also noticed he only had like 1,500 followers on Twitter.
Oh, really?
The director, yeah.
Huh.
Fucking loser.
He wasn't allowed into the Detective Pikachu launch either.
No.
So, my brother is deep into the conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
That.
Is this the one we've floated before?
Yeah. That the earth is flat.
Yep.
And that.
fully on board.
The edges of it are ice walls to hold in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of evidence there.
I mean, stuff freezes in space, so the edges would be cold and icy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course they would.
Yep.
The North Pole, North is in the middle because there's a slight dip, maybe they believe.
Right, and that's where Santa lives, in the middle. And that makes sense because he can then reach, he goes back and forth with the presents to everyone's houses in the world.
Does like a spider web sort of formation.
That's right.
No, they deliberately made Sonic look bad to get a whole bunch of press and people talking about it before they brought out the actual version where he looks normal.
Yeah.
I think that is complete nonsense.
However, we do know that Netflix as a company purposefully puts together packages and screenshots and things from their movies to go viral. So it's not out of the question.
Yeah. People want memes and shit to happen. I don't think anyone ever wants for them to be negative in this way.
Well, Netflix has a meme department.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the reason that that guy, I fully intended to go in there to suck his dick, is big was because of them.
Yes.
From the Fire Festival documentary.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So, like, I 100% agree.
So your brother is convinced that it was deliberately.
His main point that is that
we've got to get him on the show at some point. He loves video games.
Yeah. I was about to say, I love it when we get a bit of Adam's brother corner.
Yeah, like,
he's been featuring a bit lately, and I'm into it.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's actually dedicated to playing video games.
He's had more time available.
Yes.
Ben, have you ever met him?
I have not. No, I've not met any of Knox's family. Either. I'd love to.
Me either. Although I kind of don't want to because it means I get to sort of picture him visually however I want.
Yeah.
You know, like in cartoons when they introduce a character's brother and it's just basically the same design but with like very slightly different hair.
Yes.
Guess what? My brother looks a fair bit like me.
Yeah? Just like a colour palette swap?
Of course he fucking does. He like, my brother who was born around the time the mailman was coming around to the house a lot, well, which always happened, I suppose, but you know what I mean.
Every day.
But
I'm picturing him like it's you and him, I'm picturing like Sideshow Bob and Sideshow Bob's brother.
Mel. Mm. Sideshow Mel.
No.
No, Sideshow Cecil.
Yes.
Was Sideshow Cecil. Mel was the one who took over from Bob.
Yes. Just the other Sideshow.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
fucking Niles does the voice of him.
Yeah.
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 Fucking Niles. I mean,
you could have gone with Frasier and Niles as a comparison.
Yeah. So anyway, Niles was telling me the other day, I'm the Frasier, because I'm slightly fatter, that the main parts of the conspiracy theory are that a studio couldn't fix it in that amount of time that they have left until November.
Which is what we have said. They're going to be fucked.
For sure, but I reckon they can do it. Because when trailers come out, the CGI is never finished. They do the CGI right up until the last minute of the film.
Right.
And when a trailer comes out, it's usually earlier than that even. CGI gets changed and fixed all the time after trailers come
out.
Sure. Is what that's based.
Sure.
And it's just switching out the model for another thing. I would this is me making an assumption.
Right.
But it would be switching out the model would be the primary thing and then re-rendering it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. I don't work in CGI. If someone does, email us. Let us know if you think that it's possible. filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com.
And how much time is there? It's like 7 months,
November.
8 months?
Yeah. Yeah. So whatever that is.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know. It's such a negative spin that's been happening for this movie that I don't imagine any marketing team, A, would be in their right minds to want that, or B, be capable of manufacturing that.
Right.
It's too good of an idea if it is their idea. Do you know what I mean? I don't trust marketing people.
Yeah.
But the problem is that the model, the idea that just changing the model a bit and like giving him not human teeth is going to fix the film and then people will love it is so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to, but they're not also...
Yeah, exactly.
They're also not changing it to be genuinely better. They're changing it to fit in with what fans, quote unquote, have complained about. So it's not an artistic choice. It's a consumer response thing.
Totally.
Which is very cynical and shitty.
Totally. And I think that it's way more likely that someone wouldn't have thought they'd think Sonic looked this bad than knowing they'd think he'd look fucked. Because I think that this is a crazy huge response and a little over the top.
I think it's completely over the top, yeah.
And so being able to predict that level of, I want to say, childishness would happen about it. Not childishness, but like, it's just...
It is childish.
It's a pretty intense reaction. And I think people are trying to be funny with it is the other thing. I think people do think it's funny to say Sonic looks bad, which I have done for many years. But now that the Sonic is here, I accept him and I welcome him into my arms. Yeah, that guy's good.
He's a nice guy.
He's a fun guy. He's a good guy. I trust him.
Okay.
He's helping me move.
I would not be surprised at all if someone in 5 years' time goes, yeah, it was a marketing ploy. We thought of it. We spent, you know, like 24 hours locked in a room thinking how to make money on the Sonic movie and get the get press at all. And this is what we came up with.
Yeah.
Like the saying there's no such thing as bad publicity is a real saying.
Right.
You cannot dispute that it's not a real saying.
I cannot. It is a real saying, yes. But I think that it's...
Okay, that's all. I'm a case closed.
Well, a stitch in time saves nine is Guilty. A real saying, but maybe the thing won't need nine stitches later. Mm. So put the sewing needle down, Grandma. Mm-hmm. Who's sewing up my pants?
Oh, right.
Because I split them, bending over in front of her, saying, watch me touch my toes. And I couldn't touch my toes, and my pants split.
Okay.
I guess, like, the whole, like, redesigning it, the other side of it is, like, it's kind of fine, and who cares? Because it's not like this is one person's labor of love and a real, you know, artistic decision. It's all been designed by committee to begin with anyway.
Right, yeah.
So then who cares? It's not like it's one person's pure artistic vision being crushed by the response from the public and, you know, it's like a bit devastating for them to have to kowtow to that. It's like,
right.
Well, yeah, this is all just being done by a committee of, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of people in the first place. So, yeah. So yeah, who cares if they go back to the drawing board and tinker with it? Because it's totally. Like, well, there's no pure passion behind this anyway.
Which is why I think it's more likely that Sonic just looked a bit weird at first because nobody cared about how Sonic looked.
Right.
Yeah. But even Sonic...
Remember when John Goodman played Fred Flintstone?
Mm-hmm. And he looked exactly like him.
He did look a bit like him, but then remember everything else in that movie.
Yeah, Betty.
Yeah.
Barney Rubble, I think, wasn't blonde,
the
maybe?
The dinosaurs, like, people have never cared about whether or not the movie version looks like the original version of a thing.
Mm.
Right.
Not since 1991 or whatever that was.
That was my favourite movie as a little kid. I fucking loved that movie.
They made two. Hey, I don't think I've ever seen the second one.
No, Viva Rock Vegas.
That's the one.
I will never forget the title. I've never seen it.
So, yeah, what else? You guys been playing a bit of games this week, hey?
Hell yes. Yeah. So I started playing. Well, I'll say firstly, I have a blister here on my thumb.
Yeah.
Got a blister on my thumb. We got to install microwave ovens. I can't sing much more of that song.
Well, that's because Europe.
So there is an actual literal blister on my left thumb.
Yeah.
From playing Mortal Kombat.
Okay. I've also played Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. So I've played Mortal Kombat 9 and 10 because Mortal Kombat 11 has a story mode that follows on from them.
Yes.
And I didn't want to start playing that before I'd done the other ones.
Interesting.
So I've played two Mortal Kombat games, neither of them being the recent release.
So I'll tell you something for nothing.
Yeah.
If you start playing Mortal Kombat 11 without having played the previous games, the story makes no sense.
That was my fear.
It makes absolutely no sense.
I had a quick look on the wikis and stuff, and it's fucking crazy. So
it's really obtuse stuff. Lots of dimensions and shit. And references to previous games that also had dimensions and shit.
Yeah. So, all right, let's help each other out here. So Mortal Kombat 11 is the recent one. These fighting games by the same people who do the Injustice ones.
Yeah, Nether Realms.
And obviously Mortal Kombat came before the Injustice ones, but we've, I think, got more experience with the Injustice ones than these. So it was cool going back to these, especially Mortal Kombat 9, which was just called Mortal Kombat because it was like a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
And going through specifically the story modes in these are really, really fun all the time.
Yeah.
They're like crazy over-the-top cinematic stories that find ridiculous reasons for you to have constant fights.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of them are literally two characters who are friends getting into an argument.
Yes.
And then having a fight because of it.
Totally. A lot of that in the Injustice games.
Yeah.
A lot of people getting overpowered or taken over by someone else.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a little mind meld thing.
Or like, prove yourself to me. Let's fight.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. And then at the bottom, they're just really good looking and well-playing fighting games. And Mortal Kombat 11, I assume, will be no different, but let's get to it in a minute because 9 and 10, both very much that.
Yep.
And the stories absolutely do make sense in a crazy, ridiculous comic booky way.
Okay.
If you've played from the start of 9.
Yeah, right.
Because 9 was like a soft reboot of the whole thing and retells the story of the first three, which came out in like the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like these intergalactic fighting tournaments that exist so that the Elder Gods can decide whether or not to let another realm take over another realm.
Right.
So like Earth realm can defend itself against these other ones by having their strongest fighter fight someone else in Mortal Kombat.
Right, 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 right.
And then...
like a trial by combat almost sort of thing.
A tournament that's set up to, yeah, exactly, determine the fate based on that. They can do it once every 500 years because in the first one, this guy Shao Kahn wanted to do it, wanted to invade, could never win. Oh, I had to win 10 in a row, actually.
Right.
Something like that. And this was the 10th one that was in Mortal Kombat 1. So then you do that, you win. And then the second one, you like go to their realm and have another tournament because he's like, I've made another deal with the gods and they've given me another chance.
Right.
And then in the third one, they just fucking invade anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you beat Shao Kahn. Sorry, it's spoilers for that game if you want.
You beat the bad guy.
Guess what? You beat the fucking bad guy after you've genuinely worked up a blister on your thumb.
Yeah.
Fucking hard as shit.
Jesus.
Which is part of why... And then 10 goes forward 20 years... has this whole other story with this other guy who was like one of the elder gods back in the day but was in prison and wants to get back out because he fought against
Shinnok.
That's Shinnok.
Yeah.
And then 11 is Avengers style, combining everything beforehand, zipping through time and everything beforehand is my impression.
Yep.
And doesn't do a great job of explaining the previous events then to you, it sounds like.
So it doesn't explain the previous events at all from what I can tell.
Right.
It opens with, I think, Shinnok getting like, tortured by some other person, and they're like, we're here to fuck things up. I think Raiden is there.
Yeah.
And then
Raiden being the god of thunder and like the protector of the Earth realm.
Yeah.
Guy with the white hat.
Yeah. He's there like dealing with Shinnok, and then some time people come in and they're like, hey, we're going to fuck with the time. And I think that we're on the side of the bad guys.
Right.
And you play as Cassie Cage for the first chapter.
Yeah.
Who's Johnny Cage's daughter
and Sonya Blade.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so fucking funny, all the names and stuff.
So there are very few characters in this game that I recognize.
Right.
I played like the original 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And so I know like Sub-Zero, Scorpion, Johnny Cage, Luke Kang.
Luke Kang, Kung Lao.
Kung Lao.
He's got the spiky hat like Odd Job.
Yes. Goro?
Yep. Big arms, from the original. Four arms.
Yeah.
Not big. Well, they are big.
They are big, yeah.
Four of them.
So like, yeah, you start off and it's like Cassie Cage, who I guess I've, vaguely, it's like, okay, that's their daughter.
Yep.
And some other girl and some monsters.
Is that Jackie? Raiden. Was the other girl? Jackie, what's his name? Jax, whatever. She's the daughter of a guy who had his arms ripped off and replaced with bionic arms. Jax, who
maybe.
I think was in maybe 3 or something. Yeah, they're fucking like...
It's really weird. And this is before the time stuff.
Yeah.
So this is just like, oh, we're trying to do some stuff. And then all the times converge into one.
Right.
And you're Kotal Kahn or
Kotal
something?
Kotal Kahn. So he's the leader of Outworld.
Right.
But he's disputed because that's the world that Shao Kahn used to... And so Kahn means king, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
And so Shao Kahn used to rule Outworld and was very warlike. Kotal Kahn more measured.
Yeah.
But there were rebels, including Melina, who was Shao Kahn's daughter, but only through cloning. And then she has a weird reptile mouth as well. His real daughter wasn't actually his daughter.
Mm.
So she's a clone of a daughter who wasn't his biological daughter, but then is mixed with the DNA of a group of people there who Baraka is one of.
Oh, he's got the crazy teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. It's and all this shit happens in that first one.
Right.
So if you haven't really seen that or like gone deep in reading a wiki, it's probably, I like that it's not explaining itself maybe if you've got the context.
If this is Infinity War or Endgame without having seen any of the other Marvel movies.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's still fun though. That's the thing. I'm gradually piecing together what is actually going on.
Yeah.
But like you said about the other games that these guys have developed, it's mainly just a really good looking and tight and fun to play fighter.
Yeah.
And it remains that.
Cool.
To the point of like me having to go, fuck, I really have to go to bed. It's too late. I've just done one more fight about 10 times because it's so fun to play.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
That's sick. It's good to hear that it's kept it up because, 9 and 10 I loved. I really thought I'd have time to get to 11 by this podcast.
Yeah.
Didn't, but I'm glad that I didn't start with 11.
Yes.
There because, so if you haven't played any Mortal Kombat games like I hadn't, I loved the Injustice ones but hadn't really gone into Mortal Kombat.
Mm.
From what it sounds like you're saying and from my experience of playing 9 and 10 literally this week and enjoying them, maybe track them down.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you can get 9 on the PS4 or anything or on the Xbox One.
Right.
It's on the PC, but I think that might have only been on the PS3 and 360.
Mm-hmm.
No re-releases. But I've had so much fun with them that they were worth getting anyway. And I'm really excited to play 11. So I want to ask you a couple of things about 11.
Yes.
Let me grill you. My name's Larry King. And okay. I'm going to ask you a couple questions about your new movie. I've seen Mortal Kombat 11. I played Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, anything.
Where'd the idea from this movie come from?
Well, I don't know. I'm just...
No, you're in a movie that's called...
Yeah.
I've played Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah, okay.
And you directed that movie.
Well, Larry, thanks for asking me. It's actually quite an interesting question. You see, the idea came from me having played a recent video game called Mortal Kombat 11.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I played it over the past few days and really enjoyed it to the point where I've decided to write, direct, and star in a movie and produce and create that movie within 3 days.
Uh-huh. Wow, you made an entire movie in quicker than Adam could actually play those 3 games to review them.
That's
impressive. We'll be right back after this. Hey, Tommy, are you still there, by the way?
Yeah, I just I realized there's a kettle in my room, so I just made a coffee while you guys were talking.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So if people could hear a strange noise in the background, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I also did a huge fart in the middle of when we were talking.
Yes. So
could have been one or the other.
I played my trombone for a bit.
So the big thing with 11, those guys make great fighting games.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely play 9 and 10 if you can.
Yeah.
And obviously you'll be playing this if you have already.
Yeah.
But if you're an Injustice fan who probably got into those through in the comics.
Yeah.
Play this game. It's very similar in all the positive ways.
I wonder if just a YouTube video of 9 and 10 would do you as well.
Yeah.
I think it probably would, but you should probably seek down the games if you can. But so, yeah, I was going to say they make really good fighting games, and I don't think I've seen anyone dispute that this is another good one. Mm-hmm. It looks great again, all that sort of stuff. The way that all the unlockables work has bothered people.
Right.
Have you fucked around with the crypt very much?
I have not had any time to do that. I've just been playing the story and been seeing in the bottom left, I'm unlocking things apparently.
Right.
So I haven't got into that. I loved all that stuff in the Injustice games.
Yeah.
Thought it was done very well. And it was cool unlocking all that shit, the costumes and, you know, little weapons and stuff like that. But no, I haven't checked bad yet.
Is there anything in this that is like that sort of, not endless, but like, what was that mode called in Injustice 2 where you could go through all the different planets and fight?
The
tower multiverse. It is in the 11, right? In Mortal Kombat 11, have you fucked with the tower? I guess you've just said you've been fucking with the story.
Yeah. There's something. There's a bunch of modes. I just have only played the story.
You heard it here first, everybody. There's a bunch of modes.
Yeah.
Genuinely, 9 and 10, the story mode alone was worth it. Mm. Same with the Injustice games for me. I really do think they're just such a fucking cut above every other fighting game.
Yes.
With that stuff.
So I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Injustice 2, still a cut above every fighting game I've played, including Mortal Kombat 11.
I
started playing the story and thinking with every line of dialogue and every cutscene, this is fucking lame. This is stupid. This sucks. Why is this so dumb? I don't know the characters, but I also am not interested in knowing them. They're kind of weirdly generic, a lot of the ones that are newer.
Right.
But I got 3 or 4 hours in and now I'm loving it. It's the worst shitty movie that I'm loving to watch.
And it's very self-aware, I think.
Mm.
It knows how dumb it is. It knows how over the top it is.
I mean, every word in the menu starts with K.
Exactly, yeah.
So it fully knows that. It still is not as good as Injustice 2 when you compare those, sort of the direction of the cutscenes even, the transitions into the fights, the actual story. It's just not up to the same level.
Sure.
But it looks incredible and it's fun to be Scorpion and say, get over here and do some fun, weird moves.
Totally. You know what's been fun as well? Because, sorry, Tommy, do you want to?
Oh, I just, that's kind of having not played it, like I do feel that way about it, Ben, that I've the reviews all seem really positive and I'm like, this looks great. I'd really like to go in, but then I kind of think, I still have never gotten around to Injustice 2 and maybe I'm just better off just doing that instead because the Mortal Kombat, looking at it from the outside, the kind of the aesthetic of the Mortal Kombat world doesn't appeal to me as much as, getting to play as Batman and stuff in Injustice.
I mean, if that's your instinct, I'd say go with it because, it's really fluid and fun to play. It's a really good fighting game and it looks beautiful, but it's only making me go, oh, I want to play Injustice 2, the one with the characters that I'm interested in. And that's not a critique or a criticism of this game. This is a good game. And if you've always loved Mortal Kombat, you'll love this game. Yeah. It's just my personal preference.
Because that's the thing. Having gone through 9, I got attached to those characters.
Right.
In a, like, oh, I didn't realize this is who that was. Like, a lot of those different palette swaps of the ninjas and whatever, you know, Sub-Zero and Scorpion all look similar and they're sort of, they explain all of that. Kind of knowing what the fuck Noob Saibot means
right.
has made me go, oh shit, Mortal Kombat's better than I gave it credit for.
Yeah, okay.
So
Tobias Boone
yeah.
is what Noob Saibot means.
Well, Ed Boone is one of the guys. And then right. I think some, like David Tobias or something was another guy who made them. It was the two combinations.
Yes.
But also as a character, it is the old Sub-Zero, who was the first Sub-Zero, gets killed and then brought back by Quan Chi.
Right.
So obviously, like, it's fucking annoying that in the last week I've found another thing to be nerdy about. But
this one's cool because they cut people's heads off.
Hell yeah. Mm. And they wear too little if they're women sometimes in the first one as well. Or in 9, not that you can wear too little as a woman, but if a man draws a woman wearing too little, then brother, that's horny.
Yes,
I want to come on that Eiffel Tower, baby. Mm-hmm. With your instinct, Tommy, that you're not interested, definitely the Injustice games I think are easier to get into because they're the DC characters that a lot of people already have some level of knowledge about.
Mm-hmm.
But also, Mortal Kombat 9, the 2012 one. Is maybe also the entry point if you're like that.
Yeah,
because
right.
I had the same sort of misgivings, had the same experience of going into the Injustice games first, and then 9 did a great job of setting it up.
Hmm.
So the fact that they haven't really made it as clear as they could have that this is a trilogy.
Yeah.
These ones are like, if there was some video version of 9 and 10 with 11 or something like that, or even just 9.
Right.
And because you can still buy 10 on the current consoles.
Yeah.
That might have been something that they could have done to kind of get you a little bit more up to speed.
I think because we're so far away from the actual first game coming out.
Yeah.
And it's not as sort of pervasive a cultural presence as anything else that's been going that long.
Fuck no.
Calling this Mortal Kombat 11 is kind of confusing, I reckon. It's really going to hold some people at arm's length.
Well, and that's why they went with Mortal Kombat and then Mortal Kombat X instead of 10. And then now going back to 11.
But it also kind of looks like 2 in Roman numerals. Yeah. So it's a little confusing.
And in that time as well, those first 3 or 4 were the one story. Mm. And then like 5, 6, 7 did another or something.
Right.
Then 8 was against DC characters.
Right.
So it was kind of like Infamous and Mortal Kombat at once. Mm. And now this is a new thing. So yeah, it is a confusing lineage there.
Mm.
I mean, I kind of had no interest in it. Like, it hadn't been on my radar at all, like, for that reason of going, oh, well, it's the 11th one, and I've never really been into them, so I guess, you know, it's just not for me. And then, yeah, the reviews come out, and all the reviews are really positive, and it sounds like the fighting is really fun and fluid, which made me go, oh, okay, I guess I'll give this a go, because it sounds like it just is a really fun game. Mm. And I have been trying to find it on the Switch for the last week, but I didn't see any game stores in the UK, and then I found it here, and it's the equivalent of like $120. So I was just like, I don't know if I'm just in an expensive shop or if games are just really expensive over here. But I hear it runs really well and fluid on the Switch, but obviously with massive graphical downgrades. And now that it's been so hard for me to find on that, I think I'll just wait and then either get it on the PS4 or just go into Injustice 2 when I get home. I think I've missed the boat for now on it.
It's probably worth it because that team makes games look really good.
Yeah, it does. It looks really, really nice.
I mostly just wanted to get it on the Switch because of being away and actually being able to play it and talk about it on this app. You know, with you guys and compare it, but
didn't stop me from not doing it. If on our review of Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens this week, I got up to the bit where Chewie's introduced in Episode 3.
I watched the whole thing and I loved it. But yeah, I think that's my main takeaway is I was sort of skeptical about this game to the point of like an hour into playing it.
Right.
And now I want to go home and play it all night. It's really, really fun.
Their fucking fighting games they make are such the right middle ground for me between accessible and deep.
Yep.
A literal blister on my thumb.
Yeah.
Can you attest to that, Ben?
Yes, it's real.
You can see a visible blister.
It's really there.
Because it was the PS3 that did it. I went back to the PS3 controller and that fucking bit the shit out of me. But I've never gotten a blister on my thumb from a game before.
Yeah, neither.
The fighting mechanics, is it the old like kind of combo input style kind of thing?
Yes, but in a way that I find to be a little more straightforward than a lot of other games with that sort of stuff.
There's honestly less moves that I've seen. I've gone through the move lists for the characters as I'm going through the story mode, and it's a lot of back forward circle, back forward square.
Yeah.
There's grapples, but they're L1. There's some, you know, parries and blocking and stuff.
Once your meter gets up high enough, you've got like a super move and stuff. And so that's the difference with 11 versus the previous two is that you had 1 meter in those two, which you could do both defensive and offensive moves with.
Mm-hmm.
But this, it splits them.
I have only so far found the fatal move,
right,
which is when your health gets down to a certain point, you do a special move.
Right.
It doesn't seem to have the same mechanic as the Injustice games.
Yeah.
Certainly doesn't have that mechanic.
So it has, I was looking at this before just from a review because this is different from the previous two games. There's those fatal moves, which are like the kind of, are they the bigger ones or the medium ones?
They're the bigger ones. Right. Yeah, they're the full on, you know, several
like
stages of animation.
X-ray sort of thing and it'll show their bones breaking, whatever.
Yes.
Then you've got another one that's a step down from that seems really cool that wasn't in the previous ones. Do you remember what was the name of that fucking game that was like Advance Wars, Tommy, on the Switch? Do you know what I'm talking about with the medieval Advance Wars?
War Groove.
So you remember in that game how like your units would be more powerful if you fulfilled a certain requirement to them? So if you had a spearman standing next to another spearman, both spearmen would be double the power.
Right.
I didn't play it, but yes, I remember.
Oh, I thought you played that. Was that you who played that, Ben?
Nope.
Who the fuck was I talking to that about then? This podcast?
You're talking about yourself. You played it.
You, yeah.
Yeah, but someone else did at some point in time. Well, anyway, okay then. Well, so in that you had that. So in Mortal Kombat 11, you can do, and it sounds as though it's a little more difficult.
Mm.
Every character will have a thing where if you meet it, like, so if you do a certain type of punch, then if you do that again, then it will be more powerful.
Okay.
Or like your next attack after a throw will be more powerful.
Right.
For a different character or whatever. Things like that. So it kind of encourages a certain play style, but then it's more risky to do that probably, but you get more power. So
right.
And then, you got that offensive meter and then a separate defensive one that gets taken down if you do like a breaker combo or whatever.
Right.
So I don't know. It seems cool.
There's also fatalities in it, which I have also not done yet.
Right.
But yeah, I mean that's a key, that's a staple of Mortal Kombat.
Such a because they serve literally no purpose. Yes. I believe the fatalities. It's just to back in the arcade days, it was if you knew the secret code, you could do it and show off.
Yes,
but they're still around and they're choreographed and kind of gross, but sometimes pretty funny.
Yeah,
in the other two, at least.
The game as a whole is still pretty gross. I don't know if it's the same with 9 and 10.
Yeah,
but it still has that sort of gory shock thing to it, even in the cutscenes. A lot of people get their heads ripped off and shit like that.
A lot of ripping out livers and stuff.
Yeah, which feels a little out of place for 2019, and for me as a gamer, I don't think that I need it.
It's of that world, and it's silly and self-aware and tongue-in-cheek enough that it doesn't bother me at all. It's like South Park or something where it's just like, I guess Kenny died pretty violently, but who gives a shit?
I don't think it bothers me.
Yeah.
I think I could do without it and the game would be as good.
It sounds as though Injustice 2 is the game for you.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
It does seem like it.
I would love an Injustice 3 after this again. Just if they keep going on this rotating cycle, I'm going to come on the Eiffel Tower.
Best story in a DC property since The Dark Knight.
Yeah, probably. Injustice 1 and 2, both great games. Get them as well if you can.
Yeah.
I do really like that they've kept up the gore, that being its lineage where it was trying to, you know, differentiate itself and really stand out back when that could be really shocking. And it's not, that sort of stuff isn't shocking anymore, but I do think that's cool to just go, no, this is the heritage of this series. So even though it doesn't make it land on anyone's radar necessarily because it's in it, like we're just going to adhere to that and just keep amping that up. Like I kind of think that's a pretty nice thing to keep going with.
Yeah, and it's not done in, like I said, in an offensive or tasteless way. It's just like, if I was 15, I probably would love it.
If it didn't have the history to it, it would seem like a weird decision probably as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the fact that this was the game that people were talking about in Congress in 1994 or whatever is pretty crazy to think about. Yeah, cool. I'm looking forward to actually playing 11. I said this last week, I'm pretty sure, but I want to get into the crypt stuff as well and see if it's as bad as people are saying.
Yeah, right.
But
people hate it, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting home and getting Injustice 2. Sounds great.
Yes. It's still a really good game. I think it was my fifth best game of that year, but I should have put it as Nier Automata.
That's right. Yeah, you fucked up there.
Yeah.
I mean, I recommend Mortal Kombat 11. It's a good game. If you like fighters, it's definitely one worth trying. Mm. 7.5 out of 10.
Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I think that's us done for another week. A couple of people asked me about this, and I do have an update on me saying I was going to buy something for Adam for his wall. I think I found something actually good.
Oh. Cool.
I'm not going to punk you. I'm actually going to want to get you something nice that you'll enjoy.
I'd love to get a present from my friend.
I'd love to spend money on something for you and then go around to your house in 3 months' time and see that you still haven't bothered to put it up.
Yeah, I'd love to roll something up and put it next to my fridge.
Well, I think we're both about to be very happy
now. Very good.
All right, guys, that is us done for another week. We will be back next week with presumably some Detective Pikachu reviews.
Yeah, we'll definitely have seen that. I'll make a point of seeing that one.
Is there a game coming out?
I don't believe so for a little bit, possibly. Rage 2 is the next one that's in my head.
Yeah, when's that out?
Like, that might be fucking soon, actually.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I saw an ad for it in the tube the other day, and it just said May, which is an incredibly unhelpful ad. But anyway,
Rage 2. That is a reference to an Australian television show. Oh, that's next week. That's the 14th.
Yep.
Okay.
So cool. We can do Rage and Pikachu.
Might need some more time to honk on Rage, but Detective Pikachu definitely next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Cool. Well, get on the Patreon, guys.
Get on it.
Support the show and get a bonus episode every week. Filthycasuals.com.au is where you can find all of the links to our social media and stuff, including our Let's Play videos that we've recently completed doing A Way Out. They came out really great. Lots of great feedback on them. So, yeah, if you've got a few spare hours or you're looking for some more content, go check them out because they're great. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. No video up this week. Just because with Tommy being away and stuff, it's been a little difficult, but we'll get our next thing going soon.
Yep, yep. And check out, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, check out the boys, Ben and Adam.
Two left.
Doing their Game of Thrones podcast. Are You Talking to Me?
Yeah, only two left. It's going good. Interesting responses to both of our recent episodes.
It's been an interesting season to finish on. Like, there's been definitely a lot to talk about.
The past two episodes have had, and it's more like we had some overwhelmingly negative responses to our review of episode 3. Mm. But the fans of this show are split down the middle in opposite ways on the past two episodes. It's really weird.
Totally. And weirdly, the people who didn't like 3 were a lot meaner to us on the internet than the people who didn't like 4. Strange.
Wait, so you mean they didn't like...
People complain if you complain, and we were complaining about people complaining about us complaining.
Yeah.
So we're going to create an endless feedback loop at some point here. Nice. I get that it's the internet and people are always going to be shitty, but hey, you know what? Don't make it personal if we're going to be shitty.
Yeah.
You know, don't make it about Sonic's teeth. Like, Sonic can't control what his teeth look like.
People didn't like the episode that you did, or they didn't like the episode of Game of Thrones and they disagreed with your takes on it.
First one, they didn't like the episode that we did and they liked the Game of Thrones one.
Because we didn't like the episode. But anyway, if you want to know more, go over to that podcast instead of asking a direct question about it, specifically when I said, let's stop talking about it, Tommy.
Yeah. Also, overwhelmingly positive responses to the show. Fun to talk about Game of Thrones with all of the people who listen to it. It's a really fun time. Have a listen. We've got two more episodes left.
Great.
And I'm doing Ooh Spooky as well. That's the other comedy podcast.
Two episodes left of that as well. I heard that Pete and Luca don't want to do it with you anymore.
200,000 to go.
Guys, thanks for listening. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
get out of here.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.